Hello, my friend, and welcome back to our second module of Say Yes to Yourself Without Guilt or Doubt. Today's module is called Find the Power to Say Yes to What You Want. I hope you've had time to explore your deeper longing in the meditation from the first module and that you feel inspired to dive deeper today, because we are. We will. Now that you've connected with what you really want, it's time to start making space for it in your life. It's one thing to connect with it in a more conscious way, as you did in a meditation, and it's a whole other thing to fully say yes to it and start incorporating it in your real life. And because most of us have been conditioned to focus on what we don't want, on what you don't want, it's going to take some time to turn the tide and really get in touch with what you do want. Today, I'll focus a lot on this pattern of focusing on what you don't want, because it is so unconscious, and it's the reason that your life is not unfolding the way you want it. In order to help you break this pattern, I will talk about it from different angles. And you need to bring a lot of awareness and a lot of attention to this deeply held unconscious pattern of resisting what you want, of saying no to it, so that it eventually becomes fully conscious to you. So the most important part of today's session is that you become aware of what you've been doing unconsciously and why things haven't worked out the way you want them to. So please hang in there with me. This longing for what you want is buried deep down under the pile of what you don't want. And you need to become aware of both. You need to start focusing on it every day, truly every day, if you want to break this pattern and this barrier. And I want to suggest these two things. One is, every day, spend time every single day pausing for a minute or two, or a moment or two, many times a day, and then you tune into yourself and you ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Do I want this, that whatever I'm experiencing right now, do I want that? And if not, then ask yourself, what do I want? And I really want you to feel your body here, because this is where you're going to start learning what your body feels like when you want something or don't want something. How do you know that you want that? How do you know that? What tells you that in your body? Get to know this sensation that tells you what you want or what you don't want. You see, it's always there. It's just that you haven't given it any attention. You focused on the opposite of what you don't want. Now you really need to spend time turning that tide to really start getting in touch with what you do want. But we need to address this unconscious pattern of what you don't want. And that's the second thing I'm going to ask you to do here. And again, every day, become aware of how often you focus on what you don't want. You need to be very curious about what that is. What most of us do is just not want it. right? It's just an automatic resistance. And we don't even really know what it is that we don't want because we're so used to resisting it. It's become such a pattern, such a default pattern of trying to get rid of something. But do you clearly know what it is that you want to get rid of? And until you know what it is that you don't want, you are going to push against it unconsciously, right? And you're going to give it all of your attention. And you don't even know that you're doing it. But until you know that is what you're doing, all your attention is locked into what you don't want. I hope you can follow me in this. This is so important. And when you do that unconsciously, focusing all your energy in what you don't want or resisting it or however you do that, and that's what you're going to find out, then you will never reach what you do want because your energy is imprisoned in this automatic resistance. And you need to liberate that energy from resisting what you don't want and then give that same liberated energy to what you do want. So it's like a transfer of your precious energy. But we need to liberate it first so that you have access to it. So please really get curious about what it is that you don't want. What is it that you're trying to get rid of, that you don't want, that you don't want to deal with? And then all you need to do is pay attention to how you are trying to get rid of it and how much energy you spend on that project. And truly, you may want to listen to this little part again, because this is the very sticky point between creating the life that you want versus keep giving your energy to what you don't want. And I probably don't need to tell you that what you give your attention to is what you experience, is what you get, is what you create. It's a moment-to-moment-to-moment thing, how you create your experience. And you also probably have heard that that is what they teach in the Law of Attraction. So let's just repeat that. Spend time every day focusing, getting to know, uncover what it is that you want. And also, the second part is spend time every day noticing when and how often you focus on what you don't want. Ask yourself, how do you do that? How do you turn away from what you want? Please be curious, be open to learn. Find out, what do you focus on? Very important piece, what are you telling yourself? If you bring in your body awareness, how are you breathing when you pause and notice that you're doing this pattern again? Notice, how are you breathing in that moment? Are you contracting around your chest and belly when you feel this, like, I want that, but I don't think I can have it, and then you shut it down, right? Many times it arises, and then it's being shut down right away in a very unconscious way. And that's what we need to find out about, how you do that. So just be curious and ask yourself, how am I doing that? Not why, but how? How am I doing that? The how is the curiosity. The why is to trying to figure it out in your head. And I'm sure you've done that for a long time. But you won't find the answer in that. The answer is in the how, inside of your body, inside of your experience. That's where you find the answer. And this is also going to be part of your home play for this module here that you can practice later in the exercises that are included in this module. And, you know, I know we all have busy lives, but this simple practice, it actually doesn't take any real time away from your life, because you're going to practice it in the middle of what you're doing, right? It may only take a moment here and a moment there. But it does take your attention. It does demand your attention and your curiosity to find out and focus on what is this pattern. So just get curious as you move through your life and notice these patterns where you say or feel no to what you want, and then how you do that. How do you do that? How is your no to yourself showing up in your life? And then once it becomes more conscious, then you can change it. Then you have choice because it's conscious now. And then you can turn it towards what you want. You can turn your liberated attention and focus on what you want instead. Sometimes it's hard to start breaking a pattern because it's so automatic and it's so on default. So I want to suggest, you know, to find little ways that you can kind of remind yourself. You can put little sticky notes around the house. I used to do that many years ago, and that worked well. But you can also set your phone to make a sound every hour. Just a little reminder to help you wake up from this unconscious pattern or this trance where you're focusing on what you don't want. And then you can consciously shift it to what you do want. So when the sound goes off, you just pause. You go, oh, wake up call. And just notice. Notice where your attention is. Just notice. Like, oh, I was lost in this thought. Oh, I was thinking about this thing that happened years ago where things didn't work out. Oh, I was experiencing this. So you notice it. You make a note of it. I would say carry a little notebook with you. And then write it down. And then you really become aware of how often you go into this default pattern. And then you write it down, and then you just go on with your life until it goes off next time. So you learn how to honor your yes and not suppress it anymore. You learn how not to dismiss it, what you want, what you say yes to. You learn how to not doubt it or fear it anymore. And instead, you just start with noticing it. Just noticing it. Become aware of what you do automatically when you're not paying attention to it. When you're not paying attention, period. And it's time to open up to both what you want and how you resist it. You see, it's kind of like it's one thing. There's this arising, this longing, this want is arising, and it's like it gets smashed down right away, and it's all happening unconsciously. But here we are making it conscious. So you'll be looking for details, and you'll be feeling into details, and connections, and memories, and feelings, and fears, and all the ways that you've resisted it, that you are now going to find out how you do that all day long, probably. It's very, very common, and we all do that until we don't, right? All the ways that you've resisted it, you are going to find out how you do it so that you can choose to not do that anymore. And in this session today, you're really going to learn to say yes to what you want so you can start giving birth to that, that new being, that future self that lives inside of you, that wants to express itself, that wants to give birth to itself. And saying yes to yourself, this is also an important piece, saying yes to yourself and yes to what you want. Of course, that includes saying no to what you don't want, right? You need to say no to the things that have been blocking you from living that yes inside of you. They go hand in hand. And I think you're beginning to get that with all my repetition here. And when you start saying yes to you and to what you want, that means that you have to say no to what is not in alignment with what you want. And the many ways you have done and probably are still doing the opposite of what you want, that is where you need to start saying no to that. You need to really learn to say no to the ways that you have said no to yourself. And the way you said no to who you want to be and who you want to become and to what you want. That is what you are going to say no to. And if you don't make this pattern conscious, it's going to be very hard to maintain your yes. And remember again, the no to you, that is your default. That's, we can say it this way, that's your consistent parking spot for your awareness or your attention. When you're not consciously parking in the spot that you want to be in. So the practice is putting your attention on what you want and feeling what that feels like. The feeling part is very, very important. That's very different than thinking it. And the feelings that you feel in your body when you feel that you want something, you say yes to something, that is a very different feeling than the feeling of when you say no to something. Something that you don't want. And you are learning now to distinguish the two so you really can trust this language of your body as an energy. It's either in an energy of expansion, of joy, of peace, or it's an energy of contraction and resistance and lack of joy. It's a very distinct way that yes and no is felt in your body. And when you learn that language very clearly and start paying attention to it, because it's already here, right? It's just that you have not been honoring it. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to find the places in you where you have not been honoring yourself. And that reminds me of the poet Rumi, whom you may have heard of. His favorite poem is this one, my favorite poem, I should say. It says, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it," right? That you have built against this love. So that's basically what we're doing here. So now let's take a look at all these barriers and all the many ways that you have resisted yourself and turned away from your yes, from what you really want and what you really love, what matters to you. And these ways are so unconscious, and that's what makes it so hard to make these changes in your life. So until you really know and feel how you are saying no to yourself, you cannot fully and consciously and consistently say yes to yourself instead. Remember, the no to yourself is your default. That's your default parking space. And this parking space is unconscious. And we are trying to make it conscious so you can start going like, I'm parked in this space and it's dark and it's, you know, limited and it's not what I want. So you need to start parking your attention in a new parking spot. And I know I'm repeating myself here. I'm trying to find new ways to say it, but I really do it on purpose because this is the first and the toughest barrier you have to meet consciously. And I know repetition is essential if you want to change. That's why I'm repeating it a lot, and that's why you need to repeat it a lot. So please let yourself really get what barrier you are up against and how you keep it up there. Let's just pause for a moment here, just to give you a little space to notice whatever has been bubbling up while you've been listening. Maybe you could start sensing one of your barriers that's been blocking you from experiencing what you want. Just notice what is showing up in you right now. Yeah. You can write it down if you want and spend more time on it later. It's going to take a little digging and a little curiosity to really see and feel how you're doing that. Curiosity keeps you open and interested. And the curiosity of how am I doing this, that keeps you open. If you say why, you know, you might get a reason. This is why. But then you will still do it because the why is not necessarily going to change it. But the curiosity of how, that gives you an opportunity to unravel the pattern and find the thoughts and the beliefs and the memories and the future expectations. That's the how you're keeping yourself away from moving into the life that you really want, the one you say yes to. So when you do it with curiosity, you go like, oh, wow, look at me. Oh, my goodness. This is how I'm doing it. Right? There's like an, oh, see, that's the curiosity. You're like, oh, and make sure you do it with gentleness and also with a little humor, you know, if you can, laugh a little bit about yourself now that you're seeing it, because I don't want you to shut it down with criticism or shame when you finally uncover something. And once you uncover it, especially if you do it with gentleness and humor and curiosity, then your life can start changing for the better. But it doesn't happen overnight. These are old ingrained patterns, and repetition is still the name of the game. So by repeating what we've been sharing here, eventually these neural patterns in your brain, they will start letting go so you can start creating a new reality for yourself. But be really gentle with yourself. That's so important. That when you start realizing and feeling how you've actually turned away from yourself most of your life, I really want you to be gentle with yourself. And then you can also gently start moving towards what you really want. So you bring the two together with gentleness, with curiosity, with love, because everything has been done unconsciously. We have all been born into this reality of limitation and resistance. And, you know, when you start making it conscious, that should not mean that you make yourself wrong for it. there might be some sadness of like, oh my gosh. And that's okay, you know, feel the tears, shed the tears. That's just energy releasing. But never make yourself wrong for it, because that would just repeat the pattern, to be frank with you. And the more you open up to that, you will start realizing that being who you are is really not different from what you deeply want. And as you start deepening into this, you'll realize that it's only because of your no to what you want that you created a seeming division or a seeming separation between you and you. It's like this no, it's like it splits you in half. Most of us are not being who we truly are because we keep moving away from our deepest, most innermost movement of what we deeply want. And from away from what makes us happy. And I'm not talking surface happy. I'm talking soul happy, deep soul happy. And certainly what I have realized over the years, and I'll just speak it out here and you can see if that resonates with you. But what you really want is living in alignment with your soul. And to me, soul is really who you truly are at the core. It's not something that's separate from you. It's who you are at the core. So the qualities that you long for, the experiences that you long for, such as happiness, love, joy, peace, connection, stillness. Those are the qualities of your soul. That's who you are. So if we really break it down to the core, that's what you really want. What you really want is you. And you already are you. And that's why it's so important to start saying yes to you and find out, what is this you? How does this you express itself when you allow it, when you say yes to it? But as you see, we have to work our way through all the layers and all the barriers that we have built against ourselves, as Rumi says so beautifully. You have to start where you are. You just have to start right where you are. You can't start 10 inches away from yourself. You have to start with your direct felt sense experience as you are exactly here and exactly now, this very moment. Let's take a breath here. This very moment, all that you are now, that's where you start. Whether you like it or not, that does not matter. If it's here. If it's now, it's now. So that includes all the ways you have tried to get rid of parts of you. If that is here, that is here. If that is now, that is now. And that's where we start. And it includes all the ways that you have said no to yourself. And trying to get rid of parts of yourself, it really doesn't work. Have you noticed? But what does work is to include everything you have tried to get rid of. And then from there, you start creating what you do want. Resistance only creates more of what you're resisting. resistance creates more of what you don't want. And this is so important to remember. And I always like to use the little Chinese finger trap metaphor, where the more you try to pull away your fingers to get out of it, the tighter it gets. And that's kind of the resistance we're talking about. So if you experience yourself resisting yourself, just pay attention and get curious about it. Don't resist your resistance unless you can't help it, and then you notice that too. But we all do it, so don't worry about it. Just notice it. Just notice how your fingers are trapped in this Chinese finger trap, and you're trying to get out of it, but you're going the wrong direction. So that's, of course, what we are in the process of exploring today. And we're going to do it a little more experientially, so that little by little, you'll find the power to say yes to what you really want without the resistance. It's like we are going to dig up and uncover this yes that has been hiding or been covered in all the resistance to it. Like Rumi says, all the barriers that we have built against it. So, of course, that does not mean that the resistances and the barriers won't be there right from the get-go. Those feelings are what have made you turn away from your yes. And you are going to meet all the reasons, the feelings, the fears, the guilt, the doubt, all that, especially the guilt and doubt, those are big ones too. Well, they all are, but I just want to point those out again. So you're gonna notice all that's been standing between you and your natural unfolding into who you truly are, who you truly already are. And this is very opposite of what most of us are used to. And that's why I keep stressing it. That's why, I mean, I know it feels like I'm parroting myself here. But like I said, I really do this very deliberately because we need to make these barriers conscious. They are so ingrained. It's almost like saying, you know, water is wet. That's how ingrained this resistance is. And that's why we need to make it conscious. And I'm happy to keep repeating it, even if it may like, okay, Pranila, enough already. Because I know that at some point you go like, oh, I see it now. And then you can start unraveling this pattern and move out of the default mode. Okay, so let's pause here for now. Let's complete this little recording. And then, so you can take this in a little more and integrate it and maybe listen to it again and take some notes and do some of the practices there. And then we will continue on the next part of this module, where I will share something with you about a process that came to me years ago that I call the ALL formula, A-L-L formula, and I will go into that a little deeper. All right, enjoy your practice.